Well, good morning. Welcome to the kickoff of the Walk Talk Challenge. My name is Jennifer Navarrete, and boy, I tell you what, getting up early to walk around the neighborhood. Haven't done that in a really long while. Okay, so down to business. The Walk Talk Challenge. What is it? Well, it's exactly what's happening right now. I am walking around my neighborhood. I am talking to you. And we're going to talk about entrepreneur goals, challenges. Today, I am the first guest because this is supposed to be talking to women entrepreneurs about their goals and their challenges. But I myself am a woman entrepreneur. I have goals. I have challenges. So I figured it made sense to kick it off with somewhat, I guess, kind of in discussion to set me as the framework. And let's see how this goes. So I figure I'll do the who, what, when, where, and how. Or wait, who, what, when, where, and how, and why? Who, what, when, where, why, how. Oh, those, that thing. So who am I? Well, I said I was Jennifer Navarrete, but that really doesn't give you a framework if you don't know who I am. Or you're, like probably most folks may know me, but may not know what I'm up to lately. So it's a good opportunity to share. I am a woman of a certain age, let's just say. And this is harder than I thought. This doesn't make any sense. I know who I am, but what's relevant and what's not, right? Not the whole life story, but what's relevant to the business. Okay, so what's relevant to the business, if it really starts that chapter in my life, is that in 2005, I heard about this thing called podcasting. I said, you mean I can record something, put it up on the web, and no one can stop me? And I was like, whew, sign me up. And so that's where it all started. I started a podcast. And that was in 2005. So if we fast forward to now, that's going on 16 years later. What's happened in those 16 years? Well, that thing that I started because it was sounded interesting and fun has become what I do for a living. The thing that was just a hobby has become my career. And so I get to do what I love for a living. And it's absolutely freaking wonderful. and so that my goals are to continue doing so. Obviously, I've expanded beyond just podcasting. That was the starting path. But as we all know, as entrepreneurs, the one thing that you started with isn't where you wind up. And even the stuff that I'm doing now is probably not all that I will ever do. You grow, you expand, you're like a tree, right? Your branches are growing and stretching in new ways. And that's the exciting part about running your own show. You get to call the shots. You get to be the one who says, hey, this is the thing, and I'm going to check it out. Which feeds really well into the way that I am a curious person. Always was, always have been. And I think it served me really well, because if I wasn't curious about podcasting, I wouldn't be where I am now. So, who I am. I'm a woman of a certain age who still is curious about life and likes to investigate all the things. And if it's something that makes sense or something that I'm finding value in or something I find interesting in, I like to share it. And I do. Some of the things that I've done is started a, podcasting group and held events and, spoken on stage and had created courses and created communities. I do like to share. So one thing I learned, and I'll go into this a little bit more about where this comes from at another time, but one thing I learned was this concept of learn, share, grow. And when I heard that, I was like, that, that is me right there. Once I learn something, I can't wait to share it, because I feel like the more that we all know this new information that can be helpful to us and our business, the more that we can all grow. So that's kind of my motto, and you'll hear me talk about it, you'll see me tweet about it, you'll watch me share it when I do videos. So who? Where? I'm in San Antonio, Texas. And more so where, like where am I in my business? Well, I'm at a wonderful, wonderful path in my business. I recently left a long, long-term project. It wasn't serving me or my team any longer. And so we hopefully gracefully bowed out. I like to think we gracefully bowed out, because it just wasn't serving us. And that's kind of a tough challenge to face as an entrepreneur, is that making those decisions because you're not, and especially if you have a team, because it's not just yourself that you're making that decision for. You're making that decision for the team. It impacts not just your livelihood, but it impacts their livelihood. But I'll tell you, when you have a fabulous team, that when you talk to them about this decision, that they are thrilled that you are making this decision, because they too have been under strain. They too have been not seeing the benefit to continuing working on a project. And that's kind of key, right? As you become a leader within your business, because you are the person. Leadership is a totally different thing than being the owner or founder of something. A lot of times they go hand in hand, but not always. So having those really open conversations, I have to say this past, going through that, helped me grow as a person, as a business owner, as a leader. And I almost just threw out, and I highly recommend it. Like, I want you to go through, make that difficult decision. But in every difficult decision, there is so much good that comes out of it, if you're willing to see it and be open to it. And sometimes even if you're stubborn about it, it'll still show itself to you and you'll be like, oh. So where am I in my business? I've shared with you what I just have gone through, and where I am now is really discovery. Discovery of who I am at this point in my business and as a person, as a human being on planet Earth. And one of the reasons that I'm where I am is because of all the people. You don't grow into this alone. You have mentors and accountability partners and all those kinds of folks that you surround yourself with. And that makes all the difference in the world to going through all of these situations in your business and in life. So yeah, surround yourself with people that are your tightest two women, and people who are you know, at your level and want to challenge themselves just the way that you want to challenge yourself, so that you have accountability partners. So where I am is that I'm building a new chapter of my business. And by doing so, I'm doing this in a way that I think is not just beneficial for me, but I think will be beneficial for the women that I talk to over the next 30 days. Because it's not just about, you know, me and what I'm going through. It's about what everyone else is going through and encouraging and supporting them in their journey. So, walk, talk, challenge. Why? Why walk, talk, challenge? A little bit of history. I've been doing walking meetings for a few years now. And, I mean, if you don't have to be in front of a computer, why not get on the phone and walk around your neighborhood, which is exactly what I'm doing right now. Walking around my neighborhood. I mean, if you were going to be on the phone anyway, you know, we're not talking about Zoom meetings, but just a phone meeting. If you were going to be on a call, why don't you get up and walk around your backyard? Jump on a treadmill. Walk around your house. Go to the park. You can still have the meeting. You've got your phone. Your phone can take notes because you can, you know, stop along your walk and take notes. And yeah, that has served me well.
Good morning.
Morning.
Kind of chilly, isn't it?
It is. It is chilly. But it is a beautiful day. The sun is poking out. It's blue skies, no clouds. Yeah, it's going to be a great day. So, the walking meetings. I would have them intermittently, depending on who it was. Some people, I kind of get a sense of who's open to a walking meeting. And so far, everyone I've approached about doing this with has been open to it, and then they love it. And I think the reason why it has maybe like such a warm reception or is received so well is because none of us get enough movement in our day. I don't care who you are. I mean, maybe, I guess if you're a hardcore athlete, but the average entrepreneur, the average woman entrepreneur of a certain age does not get enough movement. You know why? Because I do not get enough movement in my day. And after this past year, where I was, you know, I would say the phrase chained to my desk sounds so harsh because no one was forcing me there. I run my own show, so I'm the one doing the chaining. But, you know, when there's crisis, when there's things that need to get taken care of and things are coming at all angles and you're the person who runs the show, your team can do so much, but there's no way I would ever want my team to work as hard as I do. First of all, it's not their business. Second of all, it's not good for me or them. So, yeah, the walking and talking challenge comes from my desire for movement, to move more. So, it's my hope that you'll want to join me on this challenge. And then, okay, why? I haven't done why. I also haven't done how. Why? Well, in April and August every year, there's something called Live Every Day April or Live Every Day August, right? That's LIDA. You look up the hashtag LIDA, you're going to see a bunch of stuff out there. And the person that I follow that runs these challenges, Luria Petrucci from Live Streaming Pros, I've known her for a really long time. just because she started podcasting back in those early days too. And she runs a really amazing group, and she does these challenges, but it's for live, to get comfortable with live streaming. And I started doing her challenges in 2017, and I have to tell you, it definitely makes a difference. Interesting how doing those kinds of things prepares you for a time when everybody is live and on video. So I'm grateful for that. And let's see. So I've been doing those on and off for the last, well, since 2017. And I always found such big value in it. So that's part one of why. And number two is that live audio is like really, really a thing now. Live audio. So live audio, Clubhouse, Twitter Spaces, Facebook is getting ready to release their audio rooms. I'm sure LinkedIn is not that far behind. You know, everybody's kind of into this game because live audio is very liberating. And I've been doing live audio inside of Clubhouse 3 times a week for a club that I created called The Lunch Bunch. Me and fellow women entrepreneurs have topics that we talk about. On Mondays, I lead and I talk about community building. On Tuesdays, Jen Hatton and Fran Stevenson lead and they talk about social media and your business. And then on Fridays, Jackie Adame leads and she talks about how to work your side hustle. And we're each co-moderators with the main person. But it's been great. It's 30 minutes. 30 minutes of conversation. And the learn, share, grow happens at a fast clip every single time. I'm learning something and sharing stuff that I know. And it's really kind of gathering a quality group of ladies who show up week after week, which is awesome. I mean, that's community building right there. It's great. So that's that. Twitter Spaces, I became part of the beta group in like late February and have been pretty regularly. I used to do it daily, but now I'm doing it, I don't know, pretty regularly, several times a week. Where I'll go live, just to go live. And I have reconnected with folks that I haven't spoken to in such a long time. It wasn't like we weren't connected before. It wasn't like we couldn't pick up the phone and call, but life gets busy. And because of Twitter Spaces, some of my Twitter buds and I have spoken and caught up, and it's been a real joy. I've also met some new people that are like, hey, you're really cool. I don't know if I would have met you because we weren't connected. We didn't have anyone that we followed that were the same. But because we joined on a Twitter Spaces, now all of a sudden we've had a good chance to chat and get to know each other through the medium of live audio. And now we're following each other. So yeah, the learn, share, grow is definitely there. So because I'm such a fan of live audio, which of course I would be because I am a fan of audio because of my love of podcasting, I thought, okay, let me think about this. Live every day, April, which I'm part of that. Live streaming video, gonna do it. But I started thinking, couldn't LEDA stand for live every day audio? It could. I think it could. So then I thought, well, okay, when I think about audio, I already have a group that does audio once a year, which I haven't mentioned yet if you don't know me. National Podcast Post Month, NAPOD POMO, every November. For 30 days, podcasters get together and challenge themselves to create 30 episodes. So 30 shows in 30 days. And it's kind of like NaNoWriMo, or which is National Novel Writing Month, or NavLoPomo, which is National Vlog Post Month, or, you know, NavLoPomo, National Blog Post Month, any of those. But it's for podcasters. And I've been doing that since I founded that in 2007. And so we're approaching this will be year 14. And I thought, okay, well, the group that does audio challenges already exists, but they don't do live audio. So I thought, okay, NAPOD POMO, live everyday audio. I'll do it. So I threw an announcement out in the group, did a couple of videos, talked about it. And then, of course, the second part came into play where it's like, oh, wait. Well, what am I, me, Jennifer, what am I going to do for my live everyday audio, like my topic, my focus? It's all fine and dandy to create a challenge, but what is it that I'm going to do? And I have to tell you, I was stumped. I was really stumped. I was like, oh, there's so many different things I could do. And I was listening to some audiobooks and podcasts and I'm in the middle of some courses, which is this kind of rebirth, which is fabulous. Talk about that another time. But yeah, it occurred to me that these walking meetings really have a lot of value, not just for me, but for folks I've done this with. And I did a walking meeting last Friday with someone who'd never done one before. And she said, that was amazing. I can see why people like doing these with you. And I was like, people do like doing these with me. Maybe there's something there. And so the Walk Talk Challenge was born. I went and looked up the hashtag on Twitter, nothing. I went and looked up the domain, no one owned it. And I was like, click, 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 buy. Throw up a little quickie website, throw together a promo video to make it fun, set up my Calendly so women entrepreneurs can schedule themselves to join me for 30 minutes of walking and talking about their business. Made a few announcements on social, shared it with a few friends, and voila, here we are, April 1. And I'm doing the first one. Tomorrow, I have someone who is from Albania joining me. She will be walking a park in her neighborhood, and I'll be walking my neighborhood. It's... I can't tell you how excited I am about this. I don't know what it's going to wind up being. I don't know where it's going to go. It's, to me, when you begin something new, the possibilities are endless. So I'm looking forward to seeing what manifests out of this, and I hope that you'll join me on the journey. You're like, okay, Jennifer, I'm all in. Where do I join you on this journey? Where do I go join you to walk? Are we walking in a group? Nope. You walk where you are. I'm going to walk where I am. And our connecting point will be either Clubhouse or Twitter Spaces. And the reason why it's two different places is because Clubhouse is not open to Android. And that's a huge, huge limiting factor. So Twitter Spaces is open to both. So if you're an iOS user, you get to choose whether you want to have our live audio 30-minute session on Spaces or Clubhouse. And if you're an Android, it's going to be Spaces only, which is fine. It works. And what I'm going to be doing, I think, as I'm recording this right now, and I think I may ask permission, if some of the women feel comfortable, maybe to record a segment or something, or record something at the end. Because I want them to feel like they can talk about their goals and challenges. I don't want them to feel like, oh, I have to be perfect. Nope. But I may, at the end, in the last 5 minutes, to have like a recorded session where we just kind of do a recap or touch on whatever they want to share. It also gives these women an opportunity to share what they are doing in their business and how folks can get connected with them. So, if you'd like to walk and talk with me sometime in the month of April about your business goals and challenges, then go to walktalkchallenge.com. On the right, you'll see a calendar for the month of April. Click on that, and it will take you to where you can book a day and a time. And let's get moving, not just in your business, but in our bodies. Let's add movement to our lives. I guess that's what it is. We're adding movement to our lives. Well, alrighty. that wraps up the very first Walk Talk Challenge. Day one, check. I will see you, or actually, we will hear one another tomorrow. Yeah, but do join for Stephanie Fuccio. She is a podcast editor and podcaster out of Albania. And you're not going to want to miss it. So join live on Twitter Spaces. I am at ePodcaster everywhere. Instagram, Twitter, Clubhouse. Can't miss me. Have an absolutely fantastic and wonderful day.